So, Rachel, in this modern world that we're currently in, what are sort of the biggest influences and impacts that are affecting those who are looking for a genuine connection and relationship?
Well, I think one of the biggest changes that we've seen, particularly in probably the last 20 years, is that almost every date now is a blind date. There are still instances where people meet in the office or they, you know, might bump into each other on the sort of stereotypical, you know, train ride home movie scene. But more often than not now, what's happening is that people are meeting on dating apps. So they're going into these interactions without a lot of contextual information about the person that they might be talking to. And so self-presentation, particularly in the online space, has become a really big feature of, you know, how we interact and how we get to know other people. And that has really shifted the dating landscape, I think.
Particularly with such a digital presence, there are a lot of factors to sort of consider. And we do hold those unconscious biases and stigma about others. Sometimes we're not even impervious to knowing that we have these sorts of biases. So is there any ways that we should be looking to sort of improve these preconceptions that we hold? And is this affecting women? Is it affecting males? Is it affecting non-binary people? What's going on here?
Well, look, I think there's a few things in what you've just mentioned that deserve consideration. I guess, first of all, one of the big differences is from a very sort of traditional gendered perspective in a heterosexual dating context is that for women, and this relates back to the point that I made before around, you know, blind dates, for women's safety concerns are really dominant in these spaces. And we do see quite concerning statistics around, you know, some of the experiences that women have in online dating contexts. For men, some of the concerns are probably a little bit more around self-presentation and the fear of, you know, not being adequate or not knowing how to present yourself in that sort of arena. And there is a lot of emotional jeopardy, I think, this is probably even more so for trans and non-binary folk who are also navigating a lot of these issues as well.
And I suppose you've mentioned an important point about safety. And with the rise of social media platforms like TikTok, we're seeing a lot of these tips and tricks being shared, whether that be how to keep yourself safe or criteria that we're expecting of the person before we actually enter into the dating scene. Do you think we're moving in the right direction with the rise of these sorts of tips and tricks from everybody sharing their experiences? Or is there something that's not quite progressing fast enough about this?
Yeah, look, I think it's a good thing to be sharing experiences. But what I think is problematic is that historically, and this is continuing now, the advice around self-management is largely directed towards women. So particularly in relation to safety concerns, there's a lot of advice that we've historically given women about how to interact with men, how to present themselves in a particular way, how to avoid, you know, being harmed in these kind of contexts. And I really think that is problematic. And, you know, social media could be used a lot more effectively than we're currently using it, not to educate women on how to remain safe, but to educate men in a heterosexual context on, you know, actually what is appropriate behaviour and what isn't.
And if you could sort of impart in a snapshot, in a little nutshell, some of those tips and pieces of educational advice that you would be able to give for reasons of wanting those expectations to be reduced and to be more fair across the sexes, what would sort of your pieces of advice be?
Well, look, I think in terms of safety and vetting, I don't think this is as complex as we often treat it to be. You know, I mean, there are circumstances where there are, you know, there might be confusion and things like consent can be really challenging psychologically and physically to navigate. But I think not harming people is not as complex as we often make it out to be. And it's interesting, I heard Sheryl Sandberg speaking recently about the number of men who are now suggesting that they're reluctant to mentor women in professional contexts because they're fearful, you know, that there might be a sexual assault allegation that's made against them. And, you know, we know that the data on, you know, sexual violence and sexual assault, the number of false allegations that are made are very, very low. So I think, in some ways the complexity around this is overstated. I don't think it's necessarily a very difficult thing to not harm women, but I do think that it requires some perspective taking. And, you know, I know from talking to some of my male friends who are dating, they have on occasion suggested to the women that they're interested in, you know, let's go and do such and such, and have completely not realized that, you know, asking that woman to go hiking in the national park after one date isn't necessarily going to be something that that woman will feel safe doing. So taking the perspective of the person that you're interacting with, I think, is a really simple and powerful way of moving the envelope forward here.
Such an important point. And I keep thinking, you know, keep it simple, stupid, nice and easy and to remember. And I like the fact that we do tend to overcomplicate the dating process and the scenario and overthink all these different factors when it should just be that simple basis of developing a genuine connection with someone else in a safe and respectful manner as well. Dr. Rachel Hogg, thank you so much for joining us. Rachel is the lecturer in psychology at Charles Sturt University. Thank you very much for your time.